It is time for the Weekend Arts Roundup. We welcome Marianne Combs. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning. Happy to be here. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Very nice. Excellent. Glad that it's Thursday. One of those, you know, feels like Wednesday. It's Thursday.
Yes, yes. I love it even better when it's like you think it's Wednesday and it turns out to be Friday. That's one of my favorites.
When does that happen?
Bonus.
I would say I really, really love that one. Yeah.
Hey, so lots of things to do with your weekend this weekend. If you got the time, if you don't make the time, come on. You got to get out there. It's when you get out and see you know, I'm talking to myself when I say these things half the time. It's like, get out and see these shows, Marianne. Come on.
I empathize, though.
But the fact is, Marianne has options for you.
Yeah.
So listen up here.
Yes. Exactly. So, okay, To Dance, fabulous local company. Great. I mean, really national chops, and they're performing at the O'Shaughnessy. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They've got three performances this weekend featuring world premieres by artistic director Yuri Sands, as well as new work by acclaimed New York choreographer Camille Brown. One of the new works by Yuri Sands is Escapades, an adventurous full company work exploring themes of vice and escape in the everyday, or escaping from the everyday. Knowing Yuri Sands and his take on social behavior and his way of incorporating all types of movement, ballet, street, hip-hop, everything together, I am sure that this is going to be fabulous fun. So and really make you think. So that's To Dance has a concert this weekend, and that's the O'Shaughnessy. And you can find out more on the O'Shaughnessy website or at the To Dance website. Okay. Next thing up, Works in Progress 2013 at the Red Eye Theater. They have, for 6 months each year, if you are one of the featured artists, if you get chosen, you can get full access to the theater, technical support, feedback from peers, and as they work to help you develop a new piece. This culminates with this series of shows this weekend featuring 15-minute excerpts from each of these shows that have been in development from the past 6 months. So you get to see highlights from these new works that are being produced, have been produced over the last 6 months. So we've got all sorts of stuff. You've got an unsolved murder case from 1948. You have a one woman's self-portrait and looking at the concept of being black enough. We have there's language, travel and discovery and romance. It's a translation as part performance, part installation. So all this stuff going on together in one evening. You get your smorgasbord event here. You go, you get a little of this. Oh, I like that. Oh, let me try this other thing. Oh, I didn't like that so much. Oh, well, wait 5 minutes. I'll get something different. You know, it's that kind of event where you're guaranteed to have a rich evening of ideas and events. So that's your other event. And then, you know, I love these kind of things. This is, I'm giving a little pitch here for my friends, the Art Hounds. If you're familiar with the Art Hounds over NPR News, these are people in the arts who talk about what they're excited to do.
That's some other artistic thing besides what their particular discipline is.
Exactly. They come in and say, hey, you know what I'm checking out this weekend is such and such because it's really cool. And I know this person in the scene and I've been following and admiring their work. Well, every year they have a party where they make Art Hound t-shirts. And this is going on Saturday at Kickstand Press in Northeast. And what they do is they have all the people submit their designs for the Art Hounds t-shirt for this year. We've got the finalists. They're chosen. Chris Roberts and Molly Bloom run this project. Mm-hmm. And so people can come, just bring a t-shirt. Kickstand Press provides the ink, and you can pick which of the designs you want for your t-shirt. While you're there, you get to vote for what will become the official Art Hounds t-shirt for the year, which then goes into mass production, and you can see it at the art fair, at the state fair.
Get
it at the state fair. But if you want to be in on the action, make your own t-shirt, just apply your own t-shirt and get the ink for free and hang out with some cool people. You can do that this Saturday from, what is it? It's from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Kickstand Press in Northeast Minneapolis. So
very nice.
There you have it.
Great choices.
Thank you.
As always.
Thank you.
Marianne Combs.
Get out there, do it, have fun.
And you're going on to host the Daily Circuit?
I'm sub-host. I'm the sidekick.
You're the sidekick.
So
today
I do the newscast and do other little interviews and things.
Okay,
and
very good.
Say, yeah, Tom, that's great. You know, that's
my Tom job. Needs that down there.
So Marianne will be on doing that in about 25 minutes over on NPR News.
Yes.
You can catch Marianne's blog over at NPRnews.org, which is called State of the Arts. And she joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend Arts Roundup. And we sent her on her way.